This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We need some contestants for Haired the Idiot. Five will do it. Use that same number, as we said, 1-800-947-3979. Let's meet our first contestant on Paired with an Idiot. This is Jeremy in Grand Rapids. Hello, Jeremy.
Morning.
Morning. You get to choose. We are the idiots. You get to choose which idiot you want to be paired with. Paired with an idiot. Each of us has made a list of 10 things, some from a category, some from random, whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. Only listeners can pass, so that means you in this first round, Jeremy. We have to describe the things on the list without saying the words or phrases nor derivatives from the list and get you to say as many as you can in 60 seconds or less. If you get all 10 in less than 60, then we sing a song and everybody goes bananas.
Yeah, it goes
Jeremy,
nuts.
You may choose from me, Hot Wings, Steve, Kelly, or Rachel behind the glass.
I'll go with Hot Wings.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Rachel's list.
All right, Rachel, what is the topic of your list?
My list today is going to be a bit simpler for you. It's
okay, great.
Things in my car.
Okay. All right, well, I will certainly do my best.
Jeremy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Only you can pass. On your mark. Get set. Begin.
This is something that you put beverages in to keep them cold at the beach. A big box.
Cooler.
Yes. This is a, it's got two wheels and a little platform. You push yourself around on it. Usually they're not powered. Okay. You use this to shave your face.
Razor. Okay, scooter.
Yes. This used to be very popular in the late 90s. They're little tiny stuffed animals with tags on them that say tie.
Oh, Beanie Baby.
Yes. You put this over your the front of your skull to keep germs from going everywhere.
A mask?
What type of mask?
Face mask.
Yes. If you have asthma, you suck on one of these.
Inhaler.
Yes. You might keep this in your car in case you get into an accident or you get hurt. You can open it up as a little box of Yes. He did get that one. It's first aid kit.
Band-Aids. Yeah, how many was that, Rachel? That was pretty good.
That was six. Yeah, that was
six.
Pretty good.
Nicely done.
Razor scooter was tough for me.
That was, but you got, I'm really surprised you did get that one. I'm proud of you, Hot Wings.
Thank you.
You missed sleeping bag, candy, phone charger, and a cardigan sweater.
I believe those double word ones are a little difficult.
Yeah. I believe that you have all of those. So like when I do things find in my car, it's always you might find in my car.
No. You will have 100% certain you will find these in my car.
Which Beanie Baby do you have?
I have Curly the Beanie Baby. He is a little teddy bear.
Okay.
I also have a mini Squishmallow in my car. It's a Dalmatian that wears glasses.
Nice.
All right. All right, six is good. Jeremy, you could win with that. We'll
Better
let you go.
Than
Thank
I did
you.
Last week.
This is Tristan in Nashville. Hello, Tristan.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Very, very good. Man. Tristan, who do you want on your team? It could be Rachel. It could be Kelly. It could be Steve. It could be me.
I will take Rachel.
Rachel, whose
Let's
list did you
go.
Grab?
I have Steve's list today.
Okay.
The Coffee King himself.
All right.
This is your highest draft order ever. Second overall.
That's
pretty good.
Real strong. You're making a run for it.
I'm so excited.
All right,
Rachel, you will be describing to Tristan a list of 10 last-minute Christmas gift ideas.
Oh, that's
I'm so
good.
Excited.
I could use some of those.
Mm-hmm.
This will definitely help me out.
Okay, Tristan, remember only you can pass. Are you guys both ready?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
On your marks, get set, begin.
Okay, Tristan, this is something that you will find in the ocean. He's kind of crusty. It's a type of crustacean. He's got pinchers.
Mr. Crab?
Nope, this is an animal that you can eat. You'll find him in tanks in the grocery store.
Crab leg?
Nope.
Lobster.
There you go. Yes. This is something that every business is going to have hanging in front of their store. You say the pledge to it in the morning at school.
Flag.
What kind of flag?
American
flag. There you go.
Yes, and this is something that you are going to play a sport on ice with. You move around a little puck with it.
Hockey stick.
Yes.
This is a type of a sea creature that comes in a can. You can get at a grocery store. It's
Tuna.
Really
yes.
This is something you get when you are going to see a concert or a movie. It's
Ticket.
The yes. This is
Were we close to a 10?
You guys did better than I thought.
That is the best I've ever done in this
what was
game.
It?
You got five.
Nicely done.
You got five. You got lobster, American flag, hockey stick, tuna fish, and tickets. You did not get
five.
Lobster took a little while
it
to
did.
Get. That
it took
was
a minute.
It was an interesting
took
description
a
of
I
lobster
tried so
at first.
Hard.
Some people might have done this. It's a restaurant. Red. But I mean, starting with he's
that,
a little crusty,
crusty
the crustacean.
Yeah,
starting like it was a preschool
it's an
lecture.
Ocean creature with red with pinchers.
I like having fun with it. I also didn't see even
crab or lobster.
That Red Lobster is a restaurant.
Opposite
like
of crab.
Opposite of crab. You guys
the
got five.
Opposite of crab. Perfect.
You did not get to lizard, rainbows, leaves, vibrator, or tap dance shoes.
Tristan, if she had said opposite of crab, you'd have gotten it, wouldn't you?
Oh, there's a chance I could have.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you gotta just get into the right frame
about.
Of mind.
Thank you, Tristan. This text, Rachel is so her generation, 43 non-meaningful or helpful words to describe a bleeping lobster.
I didn't even think
like
about
that,
Red Lobster. I didn't even think about it. I forgot it existed.
Well, I think America is on the cusp of doing the same. All right, Ed in Wyoming. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, Ed. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
All right. Ed, which idiot do you want to choose? You can choose me, Steve, or Kelly.
I'll take Kelly.
Yes!
All right. Kelly, whose list do you have?
Last week's champion right here, Ed. Let's do this.
Let's do this. We got this.
Freebeer, I have your list.
All right. Yeah! You'll be describing things that are not meant for stocking stuffing.
Perfect.
Okay, all
right. Ed, only you can pass. Kelly has to describe the things. If Kelly suggests that you pass, that is illegal, and we will subtract a point. You did that last week twice.
You do that.
I always say only you can pass.
Yeah,
remember,
that's suggesting it.
Yeah,
I'm just reminding.
Right, you can't say it within the game, though.
We're telling you right now that's cheating.
All right, Ed, don't forget.
You can do it now.
Yeah, you can say it now.
Forget. Hey, Ed, what are you not going to forget for me?
Forget to pass.
Don't forget to do that. Don't forget. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Again, things not for stocking stuffing.
Okay.
Ed, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. On your mark. Get set. Go.
This is what you have in your vehicle. It's something you have to charge sometimes or replace about once or everything.
Your phone.
Nope. It's part of the actual vehicle and the engine.
Battery.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a type of bird. I don't really know how else to describe it because I don't know what it looks like.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Yeah, that'll be helpful.
There's like, what, 8 birds ever?
An eagle.
No.
Pass.
Yes. Thank God you remember that. This is something that you can buy at the pet store, and you put animals in it that swim underwater. Freebear has one, and he talks about it all the time. And you can
fish bowl.
What's another word for?
Fish tank.
Yes.
This is really ugly stuff that you put in your house that you can sit on, and it's made out of, like, straw practically, but people think it's trendy, but it's, like, tan, and sometimes people paint it white. It's really, really ugly. You can find it at your grandma's house, probably.
He's just laughing.
Was that 10?
You were about to say wicker furniture.
Oh, wicker furniture. Dang it. I knew that.
It's really trendy, and it's basically straw.
It's not trendy.
I thought that was,
it shouldn't
and
be trendy.
Some people
it's so
paint
ugly.
It white.
I actually,
yes, it's so ugly.
I thought that was an okay description.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, is it trendy? Is
you don't know what a canary is?
I know it's a bird.
It's a yellow bird people keep as pets.
It is a yellow bird.
Yeah. They also put it in a coal mine.
Yeah, the plank in the coal mine.
Yeah, like a canary in the coal mine.
So anyway, you guys rolled through that all the way to 2.
Yeah. You did that stupid thing, though, where you put 2-word answers. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, tell me how I have you describe ice sculptures without 2 words.
Don't use the word ice sculpture. Just say sculpture.
Frozen water statues, ice sculpture. Meat, raccoon, stuffing, Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
That is not fair.
What? You could have said Bills quarterback. He's the best player in the league.
This is stupid.
All right, Ed, it was a good try. Sorry you chose a dum-dum.
Love you, Ed. That was great. He was so funny.
I like at the end when he just said, don't care, just going to laugh. All right, let's get to a very patient Dan in Grand Rapids. Hello, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Clear phone.
Wow. Hey. That sounded like you were in the room.
High quality audio.
Okay. Dan.
We all have boners.
I'm in the Dan. Next room.
There are two idiots left, me and Steve. Choose one.
Let's get them, free beer.
Okay. I have Kelly's list, so...
Perfect. Revenge is sweet. Don't look at it.
I didn't.
All right.
Just made sure it was right side up by looking at the words.
Free beer, your list that you'll be guessing today is things Hot Wings wants Santa to slip into his stocking.
Yeah.
Dan, free beer, you're going to have 60 seconds to try and guess all 10 of these. Dan, only you can pass, okay?
I got it.
All right. Almost 60 seconds on the clock. Free beer, you ready?
Yeah.
Dan, you ready?
I'm ready.
Your turn begins in 3, 2, 1.
All right, Dan, this is the musical instrument Hot Wings plays.
Saxophone.
Yes.
This is another word for underwear, but when men say it to women, they sound like creeps.
Panties?
Yes.
Oh, that's the guy.
Well, that was creepy.
This is what you put on your brush to make your teeth clean.
Toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
These are all examples of a bigger category. Oak, maple, pine.
Trees.
Yes.
This is something you drive to your job. Not a truck, but a...
car.
Yes. This is a breakfast meat. Not bacon, not ham.
Sausage. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is cheddar, Colby Jack, Parmesan.
Cheese. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This comes out of cows and kids like it.
Milk.
This is what they sell at Dunkin'.
Donut.
Yes.
This is what you use to chop up wood. It's motorized.
Axe. Chainsaw.
Yeah!
Yeah! Wow!
Ew.
Way to go, Dan!
Can you feel that?
And
is
you
Dan
feel
Campbell?
That. Yeah. Yeah. We bit their knees, Dan. We bit their knees. They knocked us down. We got up and we bit their knees.
Yeah.
The quality list right there.
That's a good list. I'm glad there were only single words on that. Makes it a lot easier.
A good describer of things like sausage. Is that a pretty deadly combo?
I should have done what Rachel did and said, oh, this is something that's all mashed together and put inside of something that looks like a straw wrapper.
What are some words that don't pertain to what I'm saying?
Dan, thank you. Well done.
Let's see, how do Rachel's I describe like, sausage?
It's the opposite of bacon.
It's the opposite of a live pig.
Well, that actually is.
Yeah, that's too
good.
Too much.
Steve,
yeah.
You can't play anymore. This is John in West Michigan. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. John, you are either stuck with or lucky enough to be paired with Steve. You can decide that by your performance. So far.
Oh, boy.
If you missed it, Dan and I have 10, and Jeremy and Tristan with Hot Wings and Rachel combined for 11, the two of them, and Ed and Kelly got all the way to 2 before tuckering out.
Yeah, we did. We were the best. As far as attitude goes.
Yes.
Yeah,
you guys did have a great attitude.
Yes, that's right.
With the good attitude, you can do anything.
Trash talk right there.
I'll try not to make a fool out of myself.
Okay. That was from your teammate.
Yeah.
What? Dang.
Sure was. What? Yeah.
6 o'clock, Steve's out.
No, yeah, I'm right. Fun of his laugh. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we know what you're
doing. We know what you're doing. Yeah, we, I mean, we're here.
It's not like we were sitting around going, "What's that guy doing?"
It's cold outside.
Yep. Sure is.
It is. Sure is, John.
All right, John.
Sure All is. Right, your category is nicknames of imaginary college football teams that did not make a bowl game.
Oh.
Nicknames of imaginary college. Oh, this is going to be
this
easy,
This is simple.
Steve.
There's only like 12 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty easy. All right. Don't forget, Chuckles. Only you can pass. Steve, you ready?
All right.
All right, John, you ready?
Yep.
Whoever's on the line, I don't know. I can't read
it.
It
is John.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. On your mark, get set, it go.
Okay, this is what you wipe your face with when you're sitting at dinner.
It's napkin.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an old video game system. The 2600 was one of these.
Atari.
Yeah.
This is little crustaceans. You can get them in a cocktail or dip them in cocktail sauce.
Shrimp.
Yes.
These are kids that don't have a home.
Orphans.
Yeah.
This is what is on the floor that you you could step on it. It's like a carpet, but smaller.
Rug.
Yes.
Okay, this is what you tell time with.
Watch.
No, it's up on the wall.
Clock.
Yeah.
Yes, these are in your sheets, and they might bite you and give you bumps.
Bed bugs.
Yes.
Yes, this is what happens when... there's germs and things into an open wound. You might get an
infection.
Yes, yes, this Ooh. Is what this is dirt when it's wet.
Oh, we'll give you mud.
Oh,
but that's
I thought we
one.
Were doing so
Man,
much better.
I will never forget when the Portland Orphans defeated the Miami Bedbugs. Oh my God!
I thought
they riveting moment of my
I
life.
I thought they'd make a bowl game after that, but
God.
They didn't.
You would have thought.
Yeah, oh,
yeah we didn't get to the Sacramento to the pajamas.
Can you imagine the mascot for the
Little
Orphans?
Orphan Fanny or something terrible.
Just some sad kid with big plush tears.
I mean, there's
real
millions
dirty.
Of them here, you know?
The mascot's super skinny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very sad.
Got a bindle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, well done.
So close, but.
Thank you.
Go Ray inside
and
so you can warm up.
Some other guy were the winner today.
Yep. That was Dan.
Dan, yeah, sure.
A lot of people are saying I cheated because I said it's how you get your teeth clean.
Yeah, you
That's
did.
So
yeah,
it would be right. a derivative.
Yeah, you're right. So I take that. I will take that away voluntarily. Steve, nice tie.
Oh, we can't end in a tie.
Yes, we are.
Nope.
I'm not doing it.
Why don't you Rochambeau it?
Ready? Who's going to lead it?
You want me to do it? Okay, ready? One.
We will raise our hand on high.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
No.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
How are we doing?
One, two, three, throw.
Okay.
Standard practice.
Mm.
Gentlemen.
Mm.
Contestants, adversaries. Hands up! One, two, three, four! Scissors! Steve's paper is defeated by Free Beer Scissors. Round two, hands aloft! One, two, three, shoot! Might have predicted what I was doing by putting it down on three and then leaving it there, allowing Steve plenty of time to change to paper on the downswing.
Nevertheless, Freebeer still would have forfeited that round anyway for lack of preparation. Round three, the tie-breaking round for all the marbles. Hands aloft.
Oh, this is so big.
One, two, three, throw. Freebeer takes it with scissors over paper.
I totally scissored Steve twice. Suck it, McKiernan.
I guess it automatically goes into the next thing on my playlist.
It worked perfect.
I was like, wow, great.
Yeah! That makes weird playlist. What are the next songs like? We're gonna pork, yeah. pork up in your face.
Well, yeah, our sex playlists are very different, Holly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.